The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Welcome to Up on Taconic, a recurring podcast that explores the world of Taconic High School from students, staff, school programs, and all the great things that happen here each day. I'm joined here by
Rucker Thurston
and Jack Stellaney.
So how are you guys doing today?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm pretty good.
I'm doing pretty well as well.
All right. So we are here to talk about the Skills USA, a great program that is pretty relevant in our school and is used all around. It's very impactful to create events and stuff like that. So how is your guys' like sort of involvement with that? Like, what are your guys' roles in that?
So my role in that as one of the advisors is to help facilitate the student discourse throughout Skills USA. So we help organize all the events, but it is a student-led organization.
I am the secretary for the student board of Skills USA. My job is to kind of catalog everything and make sure we stay organized and, yeah.
So how long have you been in, like, these roles, or, like, how long has your involvement with Skills USA been?
So my involvement with Skills USA actually goes back to my high school career, but as an advisor, this is my second year in the building and second year as a Skills USA advisor.
I was very interested in Skills USA my first year here, but this year has been my first actually being involved with it.
I know why you got involved.
Yeah.
I might have gotten you involved with Skills.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And we thank you for it, Avery.
Yeah, no problem. I got this secretary here. Got him involved. Yeah. So what are some of the impacts that Skills has had on you guys?
So for myself personally, beginning with my high school career in Skills, it truly helped me develop leadership skills, professionalism skills, and my role as the advisor. The impact it's had on myself is getting to witness students become better leaders, better competitors, all around more employable individuals.
Skills has... really don't know how to describe it, but it's helped me further my shop and given me access to, Skills has helped me,
it's fine.
Skills has allowed me to further my involvement with the school and other extracurricular things about it.
Yeah. I mean, just talking about sort of my involvement with Skills, it's been like very recent and relatively minor. I went to the competition last year, and it was probably the best extracurricular experience I have ever had. It was awesome. If you want to talk about it, Mr. Thurston, go for it.
I'm actually very glad to hear that. That is one of the goals of Skills USA. As yourself, you qualified to go on to the state-level competitions, which showed that among our district, you were one of the top two teams throughout, and then you got to move on to the state level, and just witnessing the student discourse that went on, I mean, you can talk more on the connections that were able to be made there, but I do think that was an excellent experience.
I'd love to talk about that. So it was especially awesome as somebody who's in like the production studio to get to work more with the other side of it, because I don't get to really work with – I'm currently the Gold Week team, I believe. Yes, I'm the Gold Week team. Last year I was the Green Week team. So I got to work with Brendan on that. So I got to work more with not only more students that I haven't really talked to before, I got to work more with the other side of like my business. So I got to talk with Brendan about like learning and getting to like sort of pick his brain how I could take these skills and put them into more use even in the classroom itself. And I got to do a really fun competition. It was stressful, but in like the best way possible. Cause I feel like I can talk a little bit about what the competition was last year. So I basically, me and Brendan were given like 4 hours to make like a promotional video package for the Skills USA competition. And that 4 hours goes by way quicker than you think it would. Like way quicker. That's the length of a half day. So like you think, okay, I can get a video package done that time. But like when you're down to the wire, it's stressful, but like it's so awesome. Because I was like getting all this footage and they were lost. If there was one thing that was really weird, is like they were like, you can't film in here. But if it was the video production students, they were like, oh, you're fine. This is really funny. I was like, oh, I can't film in here. And then every time I would go and they'd be like, eh, it's fine. But so getting to experience that was like wow. And then there was so much more to it because you go to like the hotel and you get like, they had really good hotel food. I will say that. And then you got to like do all these cool events throughout the week. It was awesome. I can't wait to get you there, Jax. You have to participate in that competition.
I'm eagerly awaiting.
Yeah, it's awesome. Especially like, I don't know what the advanced manufacturing kids did, but like from what it looked like, it sounded awesome. Like they got to like make robots or something crazy like that, I think.
So last year's competition for advanced manufacturing, and there actually was a robotics competition going on simultaneously with that. What our students got to do was it was a team of three. And with that, they basically took on three roles of a job in a workforce environment. One of them acted as a designer, one acted as a machinist, and one acted as a programmer. And they got to work collaboratively with each other to showcase their actual trade skills. There were 12 other teams that competed. We were within the top 50%. I forget our exact number. Unfortunately, we weren't able to take home a medal. But with that, the students still tried their absolute best and proved that they were one of the top 10 teams in the state, which is quite impressive.
That's insane. Yeah, I never got – I don't think I ever really got to look at, like, my score sheet or whatever we had. But, like, just the experience was, like, crazy because everyone's there and I'm running around trying to get all the filming done because I did all the filming for it. Brenda did the majority of the editing. But it was such a great experience. And, like, I hope that more people can get to do stuff like that because it's just really, really fun.
And that is an overall goal of the program. When it comes to the competition environment for it, the district level competition is open to any qualified student within their program. That would be grades 10 to 12. And as long as you think that you have the technical skills and aptitude and your shop teachers will advocate for you, we are more than willing to sign you up for a competition that hopefully you can move on to the state level with.
On the topic of events, are there like any other past events that you've worked with?
So past events, previous to my joining the skills team, we had attended the Fall State Leadership Conference and various other events. Last year, we were unable to attend the Fall State Leadership, but we did attend a conference called the SAIL Conference, which is Seniors Adventures in Leadership. That was a conference that brought together seniors from across the state, allowed them to network with various colleges or employers, and it was just an overall great experience to help them prepare for post-high school life.
Yeah. So, Jax, I'm curious, like, from a student's perspective, especially on what you ended with talking about, like, post-high school, do you think, like, skills is going to be a big thing for that?
Yeah, especially with competitions giving kind of a inside knowledge of what may go on in, like,
job environments?
Yeah, job environment. Yeah. I feel that would, even in my case, like, definitely get me more prepared, kind of a foot in the door for what to expect with a job. So,
do you think not only getting like sort of similar to like on the job experience, but like really sharpening your skills? Do you think a lot of these like competitions and events are a great way to test your mettle?
Yeah, definitely. Basically, kind of telling you that you know what you're doing and that you can be more confident in your skills.
I totally agree. Like when I did that competition, that was like one of the biggest like sort of how can I improve and how can I like adapt on the fly? It was a lot more of a much more hectic environment when I did the competition. And I think that's great for you to want to get super involved in this upcoming year is because like when I did it, I felt like I was taking my video production abilities to the next level. I got a silver medal for that. I still have that. It's the coolest thing I own. But yeah, like it was a great experience and I really want to get more people. I love to see you taking the sort of reins and me being like, you should get involved with this. And then you got involved with it and you're doing so good. And it's just, it's awesome to see getting more people to do these things. Cause I think it's such a phenomenal opportunity.
Yeah.
So like on the topics of events, what are some upcoming events and like any current ones?
So our most recent upcoming event is actually the Fall State Leadership Conference. So what we will be doing is we'll be taking 12 students with us. They were selected, chosen as leaders within their programs, shop areas, various little bits of criteria, including involvement in skills itself. But we will be taking 12 students with us to New Marlborough, Massachusetts, where we will be meeting with roughly 500 other students from around the state, all Skills USA members, and various leadership workshops will be gone through. And there will also be a service learning project, which is more of a hands-on project which myself and three other individuals will be partaking in, while all of the other students get to go through their SkillsUSA workshops.
So for these workshops, what do they exactly entail?
A lot of it is teaching students about the SkillsUSA competition structure, about the actual ideals behind SkillsUSA. There are various frameworks, a lot of which align with our Portrait of a Graduate frameworks that we here at Taconic try and envelop into all of our curriculums. So it's a very good way. It also allows you to connect with other students, and there will be light competitions throughout. What those specifically are, I'm unsure of at the moment, but I do think that it will be a great experience for the students. They'll actually get to work with people outside of Taconic, so we'll be grouped into various groups.
That's one thing I want to quickly touch on before getting to talking more about the conference is like connections through skills. Like, have you guys made any like connections through skills or important ones that like stick with you or anything like that?
I mean, even personally from when I was in high school and a member of SkillsUSA, I'm sure y'all are familiar with it. You know, you get various people, Snapchats, things like that. Yeah. And, you know, there are still people that friends on Facebook with. So, you know, I try and stay connected with them. And also just in terms of my former SkillsUSA advisors, I'm still in contact with them. And as for becoming an advisor, it's been excellent to make connections among our own student body and, you know, get more involved. I teach advanced manufacturing, so I really only see the students in my shop other than SkillsUSA.
Is that like an exciting prospect, Jax, from like a student perspective to like be like, I can meet new people and do all these cool things and learn more people in my field?
Most definitely. I'm very excited to be able to meet new people that may allow me to further things after school.
Yeah. Like is talking with other students from other schools like a cool prospect to like sort of pick their brain and like look at what they do and sort of see if you can incorporate that into your own?
Yeah. Kind of see how they're being taught the shop that I'm in.
Yeah. To add on to your point, I would definitely agree that like a big thing for me about going out there and making connections myself was getting to be like, how do I pick people's brains? How do I learn? How do I, so to get back on the competition that I did, that was just, it was just such a cool thing. But when I did it, we actually watched everyone's videos. So it was like, you got to see everyone and how they did it. There was some person, there was one group with like end game camera quality. It was crazy. Like, you got to like see all of these different schools who had all of like these like high quality, very well done videos and like see their editing styles and sort of be like, okay, how do I steal this? Like, how do I do this in my own way and sort of incorporate these like incredibly high quality things into my own work? And I think it's like, I don't know how that is in like the advanced manufacturing world, but I can understand how that could be like super exciting. I'd be like, how do I make my craft better by like looking at other people's stuff?
Yeah, it's definitely an interesting one. Even in terms of the team that we brought with us last year, they were all seniors in the advanced manufacturing program. But getting to chat with those students afterwards and hearing about the what they noticed throughout the competition in terms of, oh, I could have done this to make my project better, or if this would have worked out a little better, I think we would have done better in this end. And just being able to see the critical thinking skills that went on when you see something go well for someone else, how can I mimic that to make it go well for myself was a really cool one to see.
That's actually like a great point that you mentioned, like the grades being like you took all seniors. I was a sophomore when I did the competition, which was like unprecedented. Like I was like the only sophomore there. So I'm curious if it's like you really want to incorporate like younger grades and sort of get people involved as early as they can and really like knuckle down on their shops, because I think it was a great thing to really push me ahead, because I'm only in junior year and I've already done it and it feels like a...
And honestly, that will be an excellent experience for yourself. As you move through the competition structure, you'll be familiar with it, and hopefully for this year, you can do that much better in the competition. The goal is to take students that are qualified as young as we can. So in sophomore year, if your shop instructors and yourself feel as though you're ready, we are by all means willing to allow you to compete at the district level to then go on and hopefully compete at the state level. The experience behind it is very important. So the more experience we can get, the better off you'll be.
Yeah. Like, Jax, would you say that you want to like get more younger students involved, especially as like somebody with a role, like a secretary? You want to like,
so that may also lead us into another talking point after this, but we are trying to get as many people as we can. So this will lead us into another really great talking point of how we need to kind of recruit more people really in general into Skills USA. If you're hearing this and you're at Taconic and you're interested, stop by. Thursday's Gold Week after school.
What room?
In the cafeteria.
In the cafeteria, ooh.
Yeah.
You get all that space for a good, nice meeting.
And yeah. Don't forget, every Tuesday morning in room C149, the auto refinishing classroom, we also meet for about 15 minutes in the morning at 7:15. Very brief meeting, but just to kind of catch up with students, get everybody caught up.
Week-specific or?
Every week.
Every week at Tuesday, what room?
It is C149.
Okay, C149. Okay, good. Because I want to participate in those a lot more because I have work. So sadly, a lot of they love scheduling me on Thursdays. You got to be kidding me. But
we'll gladly have you on Tuesdays.
I would love to show up in the morning and get more involved because, like I've said, this is like a great experience. And I love to get to see Jax getting more involved with it. I would love to do more stuff with it because, like we've been talking about, it really can propel you forward and can really help with that. In talking points about like propelling you forward, let's continue more on that conference. Like, let's look at sort of where that goes.
So the Fall State Leadership is a 2-day event, so it's an overnight event, and with that, it's going to be a lot of general sessions. The workshops themselves are actually what is Skills USA, the frameworks of Skills USA. There is a workshop around what is the conference itself to hopefully give students explanation in those terms. There are workshops around the desired outcomes, like what students hope to achieve from Skills USA itself. There's a workshop around the Leadership Award. So the workshop itself will explain what the Leadership Award is and give the terms as to why it's important, kind of give the reasoning behind why students should be proud of it. And this year's theme for Skills USA is Ignite Your Potential. So there will be a workshop all around that, which... The specifics of the workshop I'm actually unsure of at the moment, but I do think that it will be quite an interesting one and definitely important.
Yeah. I mean, of course, we can have more Skills USA members on in maybe another week when we get more of that news in.
I think that would be excellent.
Yeah. But, yeah, so hearing more about the conference, it seems like there's, like, a lot going on in it, and there's, like, a lot going into it. It seems like this is a big event that's, like, being planned to sort of, like – and you mentioned how it, like, goes for the competition next year or the upcoming competition, and it's, like – and sort of how do you think they, like, plan that out? Or is there any, like – how much planning goes into this?
I know that Skills USA as an organization puts in quite a bit of planning each year. There's a state executive board, and they all meet together, and they come up with their trainings for the advisors, like myself and Ms. Conant. They come up with the actual student trainings themselves. And they actually develop the competition structures. They try and meet with content area teachers to develop the competitions themselves and hopefully continuously improve to make things more up to industry standard.
All right, we have some phenomenal answers here. Now I think we're going to go to a break. Thank you. That's phenomenal. Now to talk more about like upcoming events and anything like that. Anything besides Leadership Conference that you really want to make sure is known and out there?
So two things that I definitely want to make sure are known and out there is when it comes to the district level competition, if people are interested in competing, you can reach out to myself or Ms. Conant. We'll be able to help you in those terms. And I'm going to pass it off to Jax to explain our can drive.
So in Skills USA, something that is a kind of a constant is the need for fundraising. It is pretty expensive to send people out to compete, so we have to make money to do that. Our current fundraiser is a can drive that is going till December 18th. Just collect any like seltzer cans, anything like that. We're going to collect them and bring them to a recycling area and fundraise.
That's great. Everyone, get your cans ready. Get your cans ready for Skills. Jax, we should host a Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament to fundraise. We should have everyone pay an entry fee. We should fundraise for Skills through the use of a children's card game.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, we should really do that. But then we'd win and then everyone would be angry at us.
Yeah.
But then Joshua Schmidt shows up and he just whoops everyone. Alrighty. So those are some phenomenal answers. Now I think we're going to go to a break. And And we're back on Up on Taconic asking some questions. So, first of all, I would like to talk a little bit more about, now that we've gotten, like, events out of the way, is there any sort of, like, those are some phenomenal answers. Now I think we're going to get a break. And we're back at Up on Taconic asking some questions to
Mr. Thurston,
Jack Stellaney.
So now that we're wrapped up on the leadership conference, let's talk more about the actual competition. So do you have any info you can give us about that?
So for the actual competitions themselves, there are two current levels that we compete in. Hopefully, eventually, there will be a third one added. I hope to add, Ms. Conan and I hope to add a local level competition, so that way within the school we can officially select the best of the best. But currently, there is a district level competition, which is a written style test. There are certain Skills USA knowledge questions, and there is plenty of content area questions on it. So whichever competition you choose to compete in, there are certain criteria that need to be hit with that. And Ms. Kona and I try and spread out the actual pamphlet for the competition so that way students know what areas to study for. And then from there, the district level competition actually happens right here at Taconic for us. We get a bunch of Chromebooks. We all go into a room together and go through the actual competitions. It's about 1 to 3 hours depending on the actual competition itself. And from there, about a week later, we receive the scores back, and the top two teams from each competition actually get to move on to the state level. The state level competition is a hands-on competition, which Avery, you know a little bit about
that. Yeah, I know a little bit about that.
But the hands-on portion of it is, and I say hands-on in certain content areas, it may not actually be a physical piece being worked on, but you are actually showcasing the skills of your trade. Rather than having to answer questions about it, you're showcasing actual skills that tie right along to it.
So, speaking from experience about, like, the test and stuff, is there anywhere that we can actually study for some of the more skills-related questions about that?
So, honestly, for the skills-related questions about that, that's why we hold the meetings that we do. We try and get students as prepared as possible. We try and give the Skills USA knowledge within that. And, of course, if there are any students that want just that extra bit of Skills USA knowledge, reach out to myself or Ms. Kona, and we'll be able to give you the resources to study for those aspects of it.
Yeah, because I showed up and I was like, I don't know, I taught about skills yet, and I somehow aced it, but you know.
Hey, you know,
that's where you go.
Prepared individual.
Prepared individual. That's one of our marks. Yeah. So talking like more about my personal experience, like with the competition stuff like that, that written test was a lot of knowledge that you had to know, like from your shop. Jax, as somebody in advanced manufacturing, do you feel like you would be prepared? Are you at a point in your career where you feel like you're ready for something like that?
So for like, there still are a couple, not even a couple, a lot of things I need to ask clarifying questions about. That's partly due to my not really that good memory. But I feel with a lot of things, like how to read blueprints and like machining itself, I'm pretty good at. Definitely some things I'm going to need to learn in terms of like how to actually program machines and drawing blueprints and stuff like that. That's stuff I'm going to need to definitely learn a lot more about.
I mean, that's always why we still have like half a year till that competition gets off the ground. So you have all this time to sharpen your skills, and being able to notice your weak points, I think, is something really important in terms of learning.
And one final thing about the competitions themselves. So each program has a variety of competitions for them. So the team competition for advanced manufacturing may not necessarily be the one that Jax decides to compete in, or any student. There are 2 to 3 competitions per content area, which students can actually look through what those competitions consist of, figure out where they believe that their strong suits are, and compete based off of that.
That's actually something I find really important, because I remembered going in thinking we were going to do like a news show thing, but we ended up doing like the video editing one, which was still very fun, but I distinctly remember Brennan being like, I want a team to do the the broadcast one. I want to do that one. And I was like, yeah, we hopefully I can get enough people actually do that. I mean, I'm for sure all for it. And with now being a junior class instead of a sophomore class, we have many more kids to work with in our phenomenal Green Week team to really help us out and see if we can get more sophomores involved like Brendan did for me. I hope we can do that for more people, get more people involved.
And I know you're good at recruitment, Avery. You got Jax.
Yeah, I got Jax.
Us.
Yeah, let's go.
Yep.
I was trying to get Lucas. Did Lucas ever?
Luke, he has actually asked questions about it, and hopefully we'll get him to compete for the team as well.
Yeah, we got to get Lucas to compete. We got to get everyone.
More the merrier.
Yeah. I mean, you can ask Jax, like, our entire history class is like, actually, wait, you aren't in that class. You're the only kid from advanced manufacturing who isn't in that class. Do you want to know how many kids are in that class? This is a weird off track, but in my history class, we have Lucas, Nora, and Rocco all in there.
Got most of the advanced manufacturing juniors.
Yeah, like good chunk of them just in that class. It's crazy.
Almost half.
Almost half. We got to get you in there, Jax. You got to join our history class. I know it's like halfway through the year, but we'll find a way. We'll find a way. Yeah. So like on top of like more advanced manufacturing, like skills in general. Its namesake comes from skills. Are there any like really important like skills in your shop that you guys would want to like really talk about and like hammer down as like big things that you need to know?
The big things in terms of advanced manufacturing in general and in terms of the competition, being able to locate your workpiece, being able to accurately read a drawing, and be able to accurately measure a workpiece. Those are the fundamental skills that will lead to success in any facet. Anything else from there pretty much just comes down to fine-tuning the actual skill itself and a little bit of critical thinking that may be involved in case something goes wrong.
Talking more about that from like a student's perspective, Jax, like what do you think are like some skills that you either want to sharpen or have sharpened and are really proud of?
So definitely something I've sharpened a lot is my like just eye for quality. When it comes to things, I hold myself to a very high standard.
Me too.
Of quality in the shop. And I'm proud of that. And it is something that is required in the field. Like if you, there are certain parts that you need to achieve a certain finish on. And it's very important. Something I need to work on more is just knowing like what speeds to run things at, because I have a formula and that's for the speed you would put into a CNC machine. And yeah, it's kind of weird.
Yeah. From my perspective as like getting more, I always love to talk to different shops because I only know what I know. I mean, obviously we're using a podcast machine. That's a whole nother thing in my field, but like, I love being able to, like, I realized, like, halfway through my year, I was like, I'm going to become a film snob, aren't I? And that's what I've done. I've become a film snob because not only do I have this class a whole week, next week I have film appreciation with Miss Martin. Shout out to Miss Martin. And it's so much movie watching and film thing. And I wonder, like, sort of on that, are there any sort of things that your shop has, like, sort of made you think about more when you, like, look at stuff?
Oh boy, do I have something to talk about this.
Yeah.
So it's gotten to the point where I can like look at certain things and wonder how they were made, like how I may go about machining them. And then beyond that, how to do it effectively and most efficiently. That's really it.
So I've turned into like a film snob and you've turned into like a machinery snob.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what a shop does to you. You're just like, how do I poke and prod at this thing and be like, how is that? I think skills makes that even worse, but in like a good way.
Yeah. Oh, in the like, best way. It makes you more competitive.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah. Like I remember talking with when I went out, I did Movember today, I filmed some of that and I got to actually talk with some of the kids from the other week. It was great. Finn talked a lot more to them. And I'm curious to pick his brain about like what he got. But it was great to talk with the other group. But like at the end of the day, still competition. We still got to beat the other one. But hopefully they can beat us. I'd love to see that, considering they're the younger group. A lot of them are the sophomores, and I'd love to see them get better than us. Ideally, I'm curious. I know there's a little bit of an off track, but like as a teacher, I've heard a lot of people be like, as a teacher, ideally my students are better at me than everything.
Yes.
And I'm curious if that's also like your perspective.
My overall goal is for every single one of my students to end up a better manufacturer than myself. I hope to set them up with the skills required to be successful in the field, and then I hope that they take those skills and just further them along until eventually they can become better machinists, engineers, whatever career in the manufacturing industry they may go along to. But I would always hope that my students end up better than myself.
You think you'd do it, Jax? You think you'd be better than them? I believe in you.
Yeah. Where it is now, as I've stated, there's a lot of problem fields that I need to overcome. And then I think it, like, actually being out in the field is going to hone your skills even more. And
skills. I'm sorry.
And honestly, I would love at some point to even come back here and teach.
That sounds awesome. That's actually like a really interesting conversation. I feel like skills is a great jumping off point for something like this, like a podcast, to talk more about like overcoming like adversity and using all of these great, like the things that skills promotes, like igniting your potential and talking about all this stuff. Sort of on the topic of igniting your potential, you say like you would love to teach something like that. And I think that's amazing. Is that something you love to see? Mr. Thurston, I'm curious.
Honestly, there is a pride point that comes along with that, just in terms of Jack's, you know, that the career path that I'm in is teaching manufacturing. So hearing that a student wants to further their skills to the point where they can actually come back and teach it is amazing to hear. Jax, I would hope to see you teaching at the college level, though.
Oh,
I feel like he could do it. I believe in Jax.
I do, too.
I feel like he definitely could.
Yeah, you never know.
You never know. I mean, like, it's amazing to see people, like, especially other skills members, talking to them about, like, igniting your potential and like really getting to that point. It was great. Like for the Movember walk, I saw Chris today. It was great to see him because I haven't seen him really since the skills competition, because I got to talk to him, and I didn't touch upon that when we were talking about connections, but like it was great to talk with him and some other people, even if we weren't in the same shop or in the same program. It was like great to be like, oh, what do you do? And he was like, oh, I do this. And it was like,
and being able to build those connections, I mean, I can only assume that happened from the state-level competition at Skills, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the environment that it places you into, because program areas, it does get difficult to meet everybody in the building, especially at different grade levels. So I think that that's an awesome experience that you got to actually connect with more people throughout the building.
Yeah. The Skills trip was so funny. It was so funny. It was just being in, like, that... just the hotel room, it was awesome. I think I requested Pop-Tarts, and I remember him being like, who got Pop-Tarts? I was like, it was me. And he was like, hell yeah. It was so funny.
We do try and have the good snacks.
Yeah.
I look forward to attending.
Yeah, yeah, the snacks, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I loved it. I forget what I was doing. I think I was going to lunch, and they were just like, I forget her name. But she's like, hey, what do you want for like snacks? I was like, I want this and this. And then she was like, okay, got it. And she just went away. And I was just like, oh, and then I just had them like in a week. It was crazy. It was really cool to like go out, and especially like I forget where the Skills USA competition was held last time.
So the competition that you would have competed in was held at Blackstone Regional Technical School. But we also the same place that we're going to for the fall state out near New Marlboro. It's the same location, the eastern part of the state. But the actual hands-on competition took place at Blackstone Valley Technical School.
That was a crazy school. I had to learn that location in like 2 seconds. Like if you actually, Jax, you'll be fine because you're in advanced manufacturing. You just sit in like the, what is it? Is it the gym? The gym where they hold that?
The old gymnasium is where they hold the manufacturing
company. Second. Yeah, you're also gonna have to take like some crazy machinery with you. So get used to that.
Oh, we have this. I remember last year, they packed up this huge machine that was in our classroom packed everything up, and it was crazy, and that had me asking questions about like what's going on, and you as well, it all came together and
got you involved. That's what we love to see. It's just, it was such a cool thing, because like for me personally, like my involvement with school has always been kind of like, my relationship with school has always been, I feel like for a lot of people who are younger, it's a little bit rockier. And I feel like Taconic has really flipped my perspective on its head. It's been phenomenal. I've had, within like the past year, literally just sophomore year, I feel like my relationship with school went from like kind of rocky to like something I love to go to, especially with like my shop. And I don't know if that's from your perspective, Jax.
I believe I've said this to Mr. Thurston a couple times, maybe more. I'm very sad whenever we have days off shop week because I love being in the shop working with metal. It's the happiest I've ever been in a school setting in a while.
Yeah, like it's, I think, like especially with skills being a trade school thing, I think that opens up a huge conversation about trade schools and how they're like perceived by a lot of people. And I wonder, like, how has that changed for you, Thurston, as like the older individual in the room?
So in terms of the perception of trade schools, I've definitely seen that flip as of recently. We do try and have students career and college ready straight from their programs, and SkillsUSA helps quite a bit with that. It helps you build up the professionalism skills where if you want to join the workforce, you can carry yourself well enough. You're used to the competitive nature of certain industries, and it just allows you to further those skills.
Skills.
It just comes back.
That joke will never not be funny. But yeah, it's like, I love to see how like, because you see a lot on like TV, the joke is like the kids who like go to trade schools are like either seen as like dumb or all this stuff, but like the happiest I've ever been is at a trade schools. I don't understand that like that sort of perspective. It's probably a classist social thing.
And you know, being able to learn the hands-on skills is important. Mm-hmm. You know, regardless of whatever that may be, the content area that you may be in, a lot of trade schools have a program that someone will be interested in. Provided you get into that program and you're successful in it, you can learn skills that you can take right on to the workforce, further them with a higher level of education. A trade school is an excellent jumping off point. I think it sets students up for the most successful adult life. It gets you used to actual work that needs to be done. I mean, I'm sure you see it throughout your shop, even just in terms of operating the systems
podcast,
for
the podcast working right now.
And I mean, that's something I'd never be able to do. You have a leg up in terms of anybody else who would be coming from a normal high school to go on to the workforce in that, or further your education and be one of the most successful in a college level class.
Well, speaking of programs, there was a conference yesterday, and one of the things they brought up was a new program, that being plumbing.
Yeah, I heard a lot about that.
Yeah,
we did some picture filming for that. We did some photography.
Yeah, it's supposed to be they're built. Building a whole nother addition to the school, and that should be in 2 years, 2027.
That is really dope, because I was hearing a lot about how like plumbing is such an important program that needs to be had, because we're running low on plumbers or something like that. Something really scary, honestly.
And that's another great point to a technical school, is the reason that program was even thought of is the need in the area. The shops that are placed into trade schools, there needs to be a need in that specific region that school is in of that specific employee type. So for advanced manufacturing, there are plenty of local manufacturing plants, and with that, they need workers. There's a shortage of qualified individuals, so students from technical schools, from Taconic, have a leg up in terms of they know the manufacturing skills. They are able to take those straight to the workforce. So when there is a need within the area, the hope is that the technical school can kind of fill that gap and provide qualified individuals.
So another thing I want to talk about in terms of like skill sets and all that sort of stuff that Skills really focuses on is, from my experience as a director of Taconic TV, that's a lot of social skills and not a ton of technical skills. It's a lot of me trying to work the best I can with my phenomenal group. I'd love to shout them out. Everyone, Max, Kira, Dalton, anyone like Aiden, anyone listening, they're all great, and I love to work with them. But that always makes me think, like, social skills are also something you can build in trade. So, like, how have you guys sort of, like, encompassed that or, like, learned more social or more, like, mental skills than rather than just, like, physical ones?
Jax, I'll let you take this one.
I've definitely learned to ask a lot more questions than I usually am comfortable with, because I hold myself to a pretty high standard for my parts, and
as we all should.
I have to ask questions about like what I should be doing, and so I can achieve that, in my opinion, perfect part. So, yeah.
I fully agree with that. I recently started working like a more professional like retail job, and I will never forget what one of the first things one of my leads said to me on one of the first days was. It was a simple, innocuous thing, but I was like asking questions and doing all this stuff. He was like, I really appreciate you asking for help and asking all these questions. It's like, I feel like I don't get that much. And I was like, it was a small thing, but it stuck with me. And I feel like that's a really great thing to hear from you, Jax, that like you're in a similar boat to I am, where you ask all these questions and get all these knowledge, because it's really important to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you have a subject matter expert in your area, wherever that may be, like for yourself in that retail position. You were asking questions to the person who would be the subject matter expert. You got the information straight from the best source that you could. And that's another thing that I believe that the trade schools teach students, is that they are able to ask questions if they don't know things. All of the shop instructors are qualified individuals and subject matter experts in their area. So the students get used to asking someone who is an expert on the topic how to actually achieve something. And so that way, when you enter the workforce, you have a supervisor, you have someone who should have the procedural knowledge that you are required to have, and you can ask them questions, and hopefully you're more comfortable in those terms.
Another question I have in relation to skills is, are there any like qualified individuals who work with skills often who do interact more with skills members to sort of give them more information or anything like that?
In those terms, the current advisor role is myself and Ms. Conant. But the shop teachers themselves, if you have a question as to whether or not you can compete, things along those lines, while I can give you the competitions and what they entail, I'm not going to be able to give you the skill set you're going to need.
Unless you're in advanced manufacturing.
Exactly. Unless you're in advanced manufacturing. Then I can set you up for success. But
Jack's lucked out with that one.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
But other than that, ask your shop teachers. If you want to compete and you have a specific competition in mind, ask your shop teacher what you should do to prepare for that. They can help you read through exactly what the competition entails and help you build those skills up to that point.
I think like a really great point in that sense is like, with shop teachers and skills involvement, do you, as a shop teacher, do you try to get other shop teachers more involved with skills and try to like get them more?
Absolutely. There's quite a bit of collaboration amongst us as the skills advisors and the program teachers for each individual program. We try and work heavily in terms of which students they believe are the most qualified in terms of providing them with the competitions themselves. So that way the shop teachers can look through the competitions and also begin to decide where the highest percentage of success would come from. So if I lay out three competitions and say two out of the three, it seems like, okay, I don't believe that our 10th grade class is quite there yet, but I do believe for competition three, the 10th graders would be great at it. Maybe they save the other two competitions for a junior or senior. We really try and leave that to the shop teachers in terms of who they believe can compete, but we try and provide them with all of the information so that way we don't cause extra work.
So for my last question, it's more of like an idealistic wishful thinking question, but I'm so curious, what is the impact or the overall goal that you guys would love to see SkillsUSA make, or especially your involvement in SkillsUSA make?
I would like to see the SkillsUSA culture throughout the building of Taconic. I would like them to kind of become intertwined, so that way any student who is in a CTE program knows that they are also a skills student, knows the basics of SkillsUSA, and hopefully achieves that drive to compete. I think that competition is an excellent way to showcase your knowledge, showcase the fact that you can take criticism, and maybe even in certain competition styles, like have discourse, be able to talk with other individuals and, you know, really come down to make the best final product.
One might be able to say that competing will allow you to show your skills in a certain field. Yeah, really, I haven't competed, but I think when I do, I'm going to get more confident in my field and then be able to take that elsewhere. And that's something that I think really anyone interested in working in a like shop environment should have.
So you really hope to like use skills to really set yourself forward and just really use that tool in your toolkit.
Most definitely.
Absolutely. You'd love to hear it. Now, thank you guys for being on this podcast with me. It's been great.
Thank you for having us. I really appreciate the opportunity to get chat out Skills USA.
I want to thank Jack Stellaney and Mr. Thurston for taking time out of their busy day to join us and talk about the program. Thanks to our listeners for tuning in on WTBR, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you have any questions for us, feel free to email us at TaconicTV@Pittsfield.net. We hope you'll join us next time for Up on Taconic. Up on Taconic has been a production of Taconic TV and podcast produced by the Taconic Studios in Pittsfield, Massachusetts. And this week featured Skills USA members Mr. Thurston and Jack Stellaney. The show is produced using state-of-the-art Rode podcasting equipment and taped in May of 2025.